Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We always welcome our visitors. Are there any first-time visitors here today that might like to introduce themselves and let us know who you are, where you came from? Any? All right. Well, we welcome you that haven't been here for a while. It's good to see you again. Now, I'm about to get myself in trouble, which I normally don't do. But Alexa, will you come up? Alexa is going away to school this week, right?
Yep.
She's going to Rogers State. I think you got a full ride, a full scholarship. So she's nearly as smart as me, but not quite. But we've known Alexa for 10 years now. I remember when you all came walking up the road. We got to meet you. So, Keith, we want to remember Alexa in our prayers. And also, could we remember Jennifer and Trey, because they're about to join that club called Empty Nesters. Thank you, Alexa. We love you very much. All right. Let's go ahead into our prayer request. Let's don't forget Ruby Davis from Cookson that got attacked by a dog that Jack shared with us. Okay. Any other details about that, Jack? She was attacked in Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma City,
they
have this plan, and she's just
6 years old. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Okay.
Pretty traumatic.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jack. Ruby Davis. Any other prayer requests on this side?
My friend from work, she hurt herself, and y'all been praying for her, and she's been back to work for a couple of months. She's having, hopefully, her last surgery on Friday. They're going to do something with her knuckle. I'm not sure, but if you would remember... Jamie Forrester, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Charla. Linda up here.
Just wanted to thank all of you for your prayers and God for his goodness. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, are you feeling better after the ablation?
It'll be a process.
Well, we're going to... Keith, let's continue having Linda in our prayers, please. Yes, Kay?
Continue to pray for our first responders, our children, and also fellow police officer died this last week from cancer, not gunshot wounds, but he'd been on the police force for a long, long time.
Okay.
And my daughter said it was a very hard time. He's a Christian man, so anyway.
Yeah.
His name's John Brown, and remember the John Brown family. Keith and I were blessed. This last week we have twin great grandbabies.
Wow.
If you know Greg, it's his grandchild, grandchildren. Jordan, his daughter, and her husband, Joseph, had twin baby girls. Yeah, this last week.
What a blessing. That's
yes.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kay. Any other prayer requests on this side? All right, this side. Yes, Leah.
I'd like to remember the Mike Plummer family. We're friends with them. They played, their daughter played softball with Hannah for several years. Day before yesterday, he was stung in his ear. He was out at the lake and stung in his ear. And by the time he got to the helicopter pad, he passed away. So they don't know if it was a reaction from the sting. He got an EpiPed, one of those EpiPeds,
yeah.
And they think that could have caused a reaction. They're just not sure. But they didn't get there in time to save him. So.
Sad. Thank you,
the
Leah.
Mike Plummer family.
Mike Plummer and family. Other prayer requests on this side? Yes, Lynn.
Lynn Bell. Just asking for a continued prayer for our daughter-in-law, Amy. She... had her checkup since the accident, and they found that the C1 and C2 we thought were fractured, the C2 is actually broken. And she also has a fracture in the T1 vertebrae. Okay. So that's where her other pain is radiating from. Okay. But just pray for healing, you know, the 3 months in that neck brace. And, boy, she's a trooper. She is just... Prayers are really helping. So thank you all, and please keep her in continued prayer.
Thank you.
Amy Knight.
Thank you, Lynn.
And then our daughter Melissa has an interview tomorrow for a job, and she's been out of work for several months now, so she's she really wants to work.
Right. Thank you, Lynn. Yes. Marion?
Yes, my name is Marion, and I'd like to lift up all the teachers and students going back to school, high school, elementary, colleges, just everyone. I know that it's exciting, but it's also difficult. So I'd just like to do that, and I'd also like to just have a praise for the breakfast that went very well on Thursday morning, and just the rescuer, Debbie. I don't know if Debbie's here, but it was very kind of Debbie and Alexa to go and get last-minute plates because Marion forgot them. So I was very, very pleased, and so were my friends. And also, I'd also like to lift up my friend Melody Melton in Texas. We prayed for her with another round of ovarian cancer for her. She's finished her chemo, so I'd just like to lift her up for continued strength. And she is a woman of faith, but I'd appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Walter, I think I saw Louise back in the back there.
Louise, I'd like prayers for my oldest niece, who's just 4 years younger than me, and she fell at home cleaning her bathroom and slid and fell into the shower and had multiple lacerations, and they took her to the hospital, and she has a cast on her arm and other injuries from that, but she says she would appreciate our prayers and knows how strongly our church does pray for everyone. So she lives in oh my goodness, Renee, where are you? In Norman, and here, you know, is very, very thankful of what our church does. Oh, or Nancy, right?
Nancy.
Niece.
Thank you. All right, well, let's go ahead and have our prayer song.
Father, we're grateful for this day that you've given us and this opportunity that we have to be together to worship and uplift your name. And Father, we just thank you for the opportunity now that we have to come to you in prayer, to share with you some of our loved ones. And we just pray, Lord, that and thank you for answering the prayers and knowing what to do. And we want to lift up this young girl, Ruby, after being bitten by a dog and going through some very traumatic things. And Lord, we just pray that you can be with her, be with her family as they're there to watch after her and comfort her during this time. And we just pray, Lord, that the wounds that she received will heal quickly and she can get back to normal as a little girl. And Father, we do want to pray for Alexa as she's going off to college. We just thank you for the opportunity that we've had having her in our congregation and seeing her grow and seeing her involved in things. And we're just grateful that we've had that privilege. And we do pray for her folks. They'll finally get over it. But it is kind of difficult. So we just pray that you can be with them. And be with Charlie's friend. We just pray, Lord, that this last surgery will be the final one, that it will accomplish what the doctors are trying to do. And we just pray that you can be with them as they do the surgery and just be with her as she heals. And we just thank you, Father. And we're thankful that Linda is here this morning, and we're thankful that she's feeling some better. And we just pray that you'll continue to be with her and just help her to regain her strength. And we just thank you, Lord, that you have looked over her and taken care of her to this point. And we just thank you. And I thank you, Father, for the blessing that you gave Kay and I this last week with two new great-grandbabies, and we're just thankful that they're all healthy and well, and the mother's doing well, and we just pray that you'll continue to be with them as they grow. And Lord, we want to pray for the Plummer family, that the death of Mike. We just can't hardly imagine to have that happen so quickly and how you would cope with that. And the only way we can, Father, is through you. So I just pray that you can be with the family. Help them to seek you out and to depend on you at this time. And Father, we want to pray for Amy and her recovery. We just pray, Lord, that it's been a long one. And we just pray that you'll continue to be with her and continue to encourage her as she goes through this process. And Lord, we want to continue to pray for Melissa now that as she's finished her chemotherapy treatments, we just pray, Lord, that time will show that they were successful. And we just pray that you can be with her and encourage her as she moves forward in her life as well. And Lord, we do want to pray for the teachers and the students who will be starting school this week. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with them and just help them as they get settled in and start a new year. And we just thank you that we had the opportunity to be able to help get them off to a good start. And we just pray, Lord, that that will continue and the teachers and the kids can grow together. And we pray for Melody. We just pray for her, Father, and pray that you'll be with her as she goes through finishing up her chemo. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her, encourage her, and be with those around her and encourage them as well. And Lord, I need to back up and change my prayer for Melissa. We just pray, Lord, that you can be with her as she's got an interview coming up this week. We just pray, Lord, that it can be a good interview and that she will be able to get a job. And Lord, we want to pray for Louise's niece. We just pray that you can be with her and help her as she's had a bad fall and going through some difficult times. And we just pray, Lord, that you can be with her as she heals. And I pray that you'll be with those who will be around her to help her and encourage her. And Father, I do want to pray for the family of John Brown, a police officer in Tulsa, passed away this last week. I pray that you can be with his wife and their three kids, and I pray, Lord, that they will seek you and find their strength in you during this time. And Lord, we want to continue to lift up our country for our leaders. We just pray, Lord, that their hearts will soften and they will listen to you and draw close to you and allow you to guide and direct them in the decisions that they make. And we want to pray for the police and the fire department and our first responders as they are there every day. And this has been a long hot spell, and we just thank you that they're there meeting the needs of the people. And we just pray, Lord, for a blessing on them. And I pray, Lord, for a blessing on us as we finish this service and get ready for Sunday school. We just pray that you can guide us and direct us and keep us on the right path. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.